Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Birds need a right-handed power-hitting first baseman. Not anymore. They went out and signed one yesterday or agreed to terms of one yesterday. Pete Alonso headed to Baltimore, 5 years, $155 million. Joining us right now from the Baltimore Banner, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Andy Kosker. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Look, you and I talked about this a lot towards the end of the season, looking at trying to forecast what the team's needs were and what they would do. I'm looking at the bingo card. I don't have either one of us saying that they would sign Pete Alonso.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to some folks about how it seemed as though, like, 3 weeks ago, nobody really would have minded if Baltimore had not landed Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber. They would have been like, oh, that's fine. You know, Baltimore's big need is a starting pitcher. You know, they don't need a big lineup addition. They got that in Taylor Ward. But they talked, you know, at the GM meetings and at the winter meetings, and Mike Elias continually said that they're looking at hitting. And so then it became more and more apparent that, oh, wow, you know, they are really, you know, hell-bent on landing a big lineup addition. And, you know, props to them. They pay the money. You know, this is, you know, it there's always a danger, right, that a contract doesn't pan out. There's always, you know, injury risk or players just don't live up to that, you know, much money. But at the end of the day, you have to, if you're going to be in the mix, if you're going to, you know, attempt to be aggressive and try to be a winner in this way, you need to take the risk and spend this sort of money because this is what it takes to land a guy like Pete Alonso. And the impact that this could bring to the lineup is felt beyond just Pete Alonso. It could elevate the games of, imagine, you know, Gunnar Henderson with Pete Alonso hitting behind him. I imagine there's going to be a lot of pitchers that are not going to want to give Gunnar a free pass like they did last year. And he's going to get a lot of pitches to hit. So I think there will be a trickle-down effect for more people in the lineup than just the Pete Alonso power effect.
And we have now, you have a new manager. They pick up Ward. They pick up Alonso. They pick up Helsley. They're probably going to pick up a starting pitcher now. How do we finally convince people it's a new day here? They're living in the past and driving us crazy. This is a very different group here that's running the team.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, I understood it, you know, when I reported last or this week that Baltimore was interested in Michael King, Ranger Suarez, Tetsuya Imai, you know, my replies on Twitter were flooded with, you know, like, yeah, you know, they're just interested in everyone, but they're not going to land anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was the offer for Kyle Schwarber was a perfect example. Heck, I mean, the offer for Corbin Burns last year was a good example, right?
Yeah.
Like that was a big time offer, and I realized that they didn't go to 5 years; they went to 4 years, which is part of the reason. But even if they went to 5 years, there's a chance, you know, he would have gone back home to Arizona. So you take that offer, you take an extension for Samuel Vasayo, which, if we're being honest with ourselves, was very team friendly. Honestly, it was not a huge high price extension. You take the Kyle Schwarber contract offer, and then you take the Pete Alonso one. And it's like, okay, wow, there's four examples in the last 18 months or 2 years, I suppose, a little bit over a year. And it's that shows the financial willingness of a front office. And really that comes down, obviously, from ownership, right? It has to be an ownership decision that they're going to play with the big boys and be willing to be saddled with a massive contract that takes up, you know, $31 million, that, you know, for Pete Alonso is the average annual value of that deal. That's a good percentage of the overall payroll of this team, you know? So it's, you have to be willing to take on a big contract like that and be willing to say, hey, this might in year five, $31 million might not look great, but we're paying for 2026 and 2027 and this window when we have Gunnar Anderson and you know, Jackson Holliday and Jordan Westberg and Adley Rutschman. Like you're paying because you feel like this is a window to try to win a World Series. And since the day, I mean, I recognize, like, has everything been perfect? No. Like, their criticism obviously warranted. However, you know, since the day David Rubenstein took over this organization, he said he wants to win a World Series. And what is it going to take? You have to spend money. And, money doesn't guarantee success. We've seen that. Look at the Mets. You know, like, money does not guarantee success. But it sure helps. And so this is a step in that direction.
Andy, when it comes down to Kobe Mayo, where's he playing next year? Is it for another team? Is he still on this roster at AAA? What are your thoughts?
You know, I would not want to put on the record my exact guess. However, I will say there's multiple options, obviously. One of which is being, you know, I'm not even kidding, like there's a chance he starts in AAA, right? And Baltimore says, like, hey, you know, sorry, bud. We have optionability. You're under team control. Start in AAA, and as soon as there's an injury to somebody, if there's an injury to somebody, you're the first guy out. That is a possibility. Of course, he will probably be a big figure in trade discussions, as will Ryan Mountcastle. You know, Dylan Beavers will surely garner interest. So there are a lot of young players. Heck, I'm sure teams are going to be asking about Jackson Holliday. So there's going to be a certain point where Baltimore needs to, figure out, like, okay, which of these guys do we say, like, this is who we're going to build around? Obviously, they're building on Pete Alonso. But, you know, in terms of the young talent and who do we turn into a starting pitcher? So I guess that is my roundabout way of saying, I don't know, right? I don't know. But there's definitely, I mean, it doesn't take a detective to say that he is definitely a trade option because of the surplus at first base. But then again, if Baltimore feels like they can land a starting pitcher without a trade or you know, sign or make a trade without including Kobe Mayo, there's possibility that he's depth or a right-handed bat off the bench. You know, there's a lot of different ways this could go, but I suppose it makes a lot of sense to have him in trade discussions.
There he is, Andy Koska. Andy, thanks a lot for your time, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.